At Cricklewood the faces pass in numerous types and features. Where from? What language? The cars throng and diesel scent, and flutter litter gathers in the blackened doors of squalid bedsits, where cans of drink are thrown and tossed with butts and debris of disdain for this adopted home. Pound stores bulge with plastic tat, and men leer from sullen bars where carpets soaked in grime and dried beer reek a moan, a familiar fug. Here I arrive at the beaten docket, disguise my middle-class self beneath old clothes and with a worn canvas bag, clasping a blue hold-all of hand tools. Fish and chips, mushy peas, washed down with a pint of lager. I watch the punters. In the corner, an old Irish lady with knobbly hands, a lean, narrow face cupped over in a woolly hat. Her daughter bides her belligerence kindly. Two old men by the window, fast to their papers, stop to stare into the street. What lies out there except bittersweet memories? Perhaps the war, the suave Americans, the doodlebug exploding on Ivy Street, or long hours in the munitions factory. They sigh and continue reading, pressing their double chins down in bulges and adjusting their reading glasses, staring and peering at the ramble of words and the misfactored text, framing up a worldview, creating an order from life's chaos. I must go home, back to my considered colour scheme, my own order. I take the number 16 bus out of Cricklewood.